Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It is my honor and privilege to deliver the keynote speech representing Japanese information technology industry in such distinguished opportunity. Last November, we are greatly pleased to hear that APEC prime ministers agreed to work on expanding the scope and the members of the ITA. We are all very excited to feel the momentum today at the occasion of the 15th anniversary of ITA here in Geneva. Taking this opportunity, I'd like to speak about the influence of the development of information and communication technology to the world and our expectation toward the expansion of ITA. ICT has seen phenomenal evolution since 1996. For example, communication speed of mobile phone was at 10 kbps in 1996, but has sped up 10,000 times to 100 megabps today. As a result, we can now send text message, access internet, and even send and receive video images by mobile phone. With the conversion of the audio-visual and ICT, electronics products became more convenient, more user-friendly. Our statistics showed that in the past, people used to access news and information mainly through the television, but recently, more and more people access same information through PCs, mobile phones, and smartphones. Development of ICT has changed the way people live, as Ms. Wasiewski mentioned just before. Electronics products and industries are not the only area affected. ICT is used in education, environment, medicine, agriculture, disaster prevention, and many other areas of daily life. In fact, in many countries, it is impossible to think of living a day without touching an ICT product. In other countries, a solution to the nationwide problem for the future is only by utilizing ICT and their products. Let me give you some example. In developed countries, decreasing workforce is a big problem. Many companies utilize ICT to improve their productivity by using the video conferencing system for efficient communication or allowing employees to work from home. In developing countries, ICT plays a key role in dealing with many of the existing and future problems, such as communication infrastructure, environmental issues, and medical services. Their project to deliver better health care from distant countries by sending MRI images and clinical data through network. As you can see here, ICT is not just about the ICT industry. It is about the users of the ICT products. It is about how people access information, make use of it, and improve their life. To make most out of the technological development, we must make plans and policies to promote innovation and provide greater access to ICT products where needed. Private sectors, in cooperation with the government, have worked to promote innovation ICT. ICT will not only solve the existing problems, but will promote additional innovation, creating a new innovation investment, a new business, and new jobs. This will lead to the revitalization of the world economy. It is evident that the ITA will continue to play an essential part in making IT products available where needed. To ensure this positive cycle, it is critical to realize the expansion of ITA and conduct on current mechanism so that the dynamic evolution of technology is fully integrated into the agreement. We urge the distinguished world leaders and WTO members to immediately start working on the expansion of the ITA and to reach a fruitful agreement without delay. The industry is ready to take part in the negotiation through providing necessary information and expertise. I hope that 2 days here in Geneva will serve as a cornerstone of the expanded agreement to prove how effectively WTO system works. Thank you very much for your kind attention.